Jennifer, the crash of 3407 has been an emotional issue for everyone involved. You lost your husband in that crash. How would you feel and how would his memory be impacted if Congress rolls back the standards you guys fought so hard for?
Well, it makes us feel like their death was in vain then, because we have no agenda. You know, we're going here on our own dime, and some of us have gone here up to 75 times. And so we're not like the special interest groups or the big airlines. We're not getting anything out of this. Our loved ones are gone. You know, they were killed. We can't bring them back. So we don't have an agenda. So what we're doing is right. And we're just doing it so that it prevents other people from losing their loved one in such a, you know, horrific tragedy. So that's, you know, when they try to slip this amendment in and try to make it look good, that it's a good thing for the pilots and this and that, you know, they have an agenda. They all, you know, want their almighty dollar to work. And we don't have an agenda. We're just doing this, you know, to save other people.
Now, you're in D.C. now. What kind of meetings have you had and how well have they gone?
Well, we start bright and early, and we're basically like a well-oiled machine. We all get different Congress people and senators to visit and plead with them and give them our letters that we wrote. And we basically go to, you know, parts in the Senate. Some of us go to the House side, and we just have like all day of doing this. And we did sit on part of the hearing. And we also met with a few of the key members. And what we're trying to do is get to the ones that are going to support the amendment and try to put a face, you know, to the name and show them that lives are more important than dollars.
Now, that's certainly been an easy sell for Western New York lawmakers. It seems that they have been very supportive. How receptive have the other Congress people been that you've talked to?
Right. Of course, our Western New York, they have been tremendous, tremendous support for us. And so we will always be thankful for their continuing support. And but the other ones, for the people who couldn't come to D.C., the family members, we have a campaign, you know, where you call the people that we want to get through. And a lot of them have been saying they've been downright rude to them when they call. And they're almost like, oh, no, not you again. And the staffers have been rude. And when visiting yesterday, some of them were a little cold, and some of them, you know, don't even want to hear it or accept the letters. And but we still keep pushing. And Summer was doing very well with that, because who can turn away that cute face?
Now, tell me about your daughter. You've mentioned family members, and it seems that your daughter has been playing an important role in this as well.
Yeah, she has. This is her first time in D.C. And I never, you know, wanted to involve her, only because, well, she was 2 years old when it happened. And but now she's getting older, and she's going to be going to middle school. I mean, to me, she's still my baby, but she really wanted to go, and she wanted to talk about her dad and what a great loss he was. And she's proven to be quite the fighter here. And I'm just in awe. She has no fear. She goes right up to them congressmen and senators and gets that letter and says, please read this. And, you know, they're kind of dumbfounded standing there.
So what do you have on your agenda for today, and how much longer will you be in D.C.?
Today we're going to meet outside. There's a hearing or a meeting at around 10 o'clock this morning, and it's at Senator. We're going to try to catch Senator Thune. He's one of the men who have tried to put this amendment, you know, he's the one who generated it, along with Sam Graves, Congressman Sam Graves. And we're going to try to stand outside with wearing all our red, and see if we can catch him, and Summer can give him her letter.
Jennifer, thank you for talking to us this morning.